Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas, you niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's up, people, people, people? This is your host, Mo Benz. I'm waiting on Black to chime in. She should be in a minute or so. We're just having a little bit of technical difficulties as we get ready to start the show. But as always, man, welcome, man, to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. It's going to be just another great one, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the people out there listening. You know, as always, roll something up, light something up, smoke something up. And, yeah, we're going to kick it, man. I don't want to get into my week as of yet because I want Black to come on in and we can run it down. But just trying to keep y'all entertained for these couple of minutes. You know, of course, we got the world-famous chop-up coming on later into the show. So I'm going to definitely dive into the sports report, man. It's a really deep sports report. A lot of stuff going on in the NBA. Got the BET Awards going on right now, too. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we're doing this live Sunday night. So yeah, a couple stories from there. I guess we'll get into, and then also too, we got a lively topic tonight. It's going to be a topic where we're going to be able to just dive into like some adult conversation. So as always, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just go on pause for a quick moment. People, do not hang up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting on Black to come on through. And then we're gonna do this damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So, hold on tight. Just give us a couple of moments and we'll get everything all set. All right. So, like I said, we're still waiting to get this thing started. Yeah, man. So, you know what? I might as well just get into my week. And then maybe I'll double back around once Black gets on the phone. I'll hold this down real quick. So, this past week, I'm calling it vibes, right? So, vibes, calling it that way because my intuition's just been picking up on some stuff, man. So, I'm following my intuition a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm just picking up on just the vibes, man, the energy you get from certain situations, certain people, certain places. You know, so that's been my week this week. And of course, I'm still grinding, man. So this is also can be called, grinding part four, because I'm last week of June. June has definitely been a win for me. You know, I made some money. You know what I'm saying? Had a nice deal on real estate. Interior decorating went well this month, man. I should have a nice bag. And of course, I'm getting ready for my vacation part one. And then I'm going to do my vacation part two in August. But vacation part one, be dipping back to the C-Town. You might know it as Cleveland. I call it the C-Town. You know what I'm saying? It's the place where I was born and raised. So I can't wait to just go back there, man, kick it with my folk, chill with my people. You know what I'm saying? Just re-energize the batteries. Plus two, man, when you're in this, what I call hashtag happily married man, sometimes you just need a little break, you know what I'm saying? Even though I will be chilling with my wife in Cleveland for, a couple days or whatnot, it'll just be cool to just get a break and be able to just chill and, give a chance to miss each other, man. All my married people will know what I'm talking about when it comes to that. And then I've been grinding so much this past couple weeks. I haven't even been able to do my psychiatry on myself, and what I call my psychiatry on myself, because these shows that we do every week, me and Black, I love to listen to it on a playback, because when I listen to it on a playback, I always get a sense of where I was at for this week and what I was thinking about, and then how things might have progressed on certain things that I was going through or talking about. So I haven't even had a chance to do that, man, because it's been so hectic. But I can't wait to next month get caught back up on the shows and really just see it, in third person, I guess. Also, too, quick note, I will,
He was struggling, y'all. What did Joe
Yeah, energy, you know what I'm saying?
Thank y'all for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Bubbly Black and my awesome soft co-host, Mo Biz. What did do, Mo?
What's up? Like, I'm gonna reroute what I was just saying, because I was getting into like a little vibe, and you came in first. I was like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? But then I started kind of.
And I heard you say, hold on, we gonna hold on, and we gonna wait on Black. I said, this fool done paused the whole show. I said, that's okay.
I paused for like a quick minute, because I was trying to see if I was gonna run down my week. But yeah, let's just go into your week.
Itty tonight. Y'all gonna hear me drinking. It's up, baby.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. That energy.
We in New Orleans.
Oh, snap. That's right.
Like a motherfucker.
All the way up. Oh, that's
dope. All the way to the max. I have had such an amazing time. I have been eating some of the greatest Southern Comfort original cuisines. Like, one of my favorite spots, I was telling Smooth this morning, was Popeyes, y'all.
Oh,
when you eat Popeyes in New Orleans versus anywhere else in the world, they red beans and rice. They authentic red beans and rice. Like the other Popeyes, they seem like they got the red beans and rice that they give the military. Like, but this right here is authentic Red beans rice, the best chicken. Anything that you eat from down here, it's almost a hit. I have really enjoyed it. And I was not supposed to come out here and spend what I spent on eating, but honey,
nah, you gotta
I'm
going
to just go ahead and pray about my week when
so
I get back Monday.
Y'all chilling. Y'all in the same area right now? Y'all in the same spot?
Smooth right work.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's cool.
Right work.
So tonight is going to be a turned up show to the max, man. So, all right. So, yeah. So, you know, this is big vibes. You know what I'm saying? So, that's cool, man. You got that vacation swag going on, man.
I heard you say your week was vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so my week is just vibes, man. It's like I just been picking up on a lot of just different energies and stuff like that. But I'm cool with it, man. But it's all about vibes. Like I said, I'm just grinding so I can take my nice little vacations, my little getaways coming up in the next couple of months. So I was just talking about that. And then, like I said, I've been grinding so much that I haven't even had a chance to listen to the playback show the last couple of weeks. So, you know, that's my little psychiatry session with myself. But I've been grinding so much, you know what I'm saying? But I'll get caught up on that in July. And then I'm trying to think, was there anything else? No, that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? My antennas is up. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I wanted to ask Smooth. If Smooth is there with you, I wanted to ask them, do they got a BlackBerry watch? did they make that yet? Did they make that yet? That was another little thing I did this week. I kind of finally broke down and copped the Apple Watch. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like I'm kind of vibing to it. You know what I'm saying? I took my time. I was like,
oh, so that was Nick Shade right there. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, I've been kind of tying that into like my whole program, but it's cool, man. Especially like, you know, as far as handling certain business or whatever, you know, you can kind of go back and forth with the watch and the phone, especially, you know, if you're kind of on the go and stuff like that, man. So that's my week, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to y'all, man. I wish I was down there, man, eating some crawfish with y'all and having a couple drinks, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
shout out to the nigga with the big crazy watch.
My week was getting ready to get out. When I go back, like next week, I'm gonna have a really tough week because just about all of the stuff has come in for the house and the remodeling. The people that I had living there, they're gone. They left before I took off. So really excited to go back home to a different vibe, high vibrations in my household. With my kids, so I'm looking forward to that. Our spiritual YouTube channel, ours, because this is me and everybody, but everybody that support me, my spiritual YouTube channel has reached 1,000 subscribers. Who the hell? So we will be doing more live readings and, you know, inspiration on the channel. You know, I can only thank everybody that support my channel because to make it to 1,000 in less than 2 months, like, that's some big stuff. People have YouTube pages that they can't get off of the ground and understand that sometimes when something doesn't happen, it's not for you. But at this point in my life, when there's something for me to learn or if I'm doing the right thing, it's going to automatically catch fire. You know what I'm saying? If it's not, then, you know, it'll be just like, okay, redirect, revamp, re-something, right? And so just to be in that energy with my YouTube page is absolutely amazing. I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibes, the support. For a long time, I had my comments off because I didn't want anybody to say
no negative energy, but now
crazy.
It's good. Yeah, I get you.
But now I have them on, and it's like so much support. Also, this week before I what the hell is that? This week before I left, I had did a that's really strange.
Okay, before you left, you did something. What you do?
Okay, no. So I had installed my ring light. Not my ring light, my ring doorbell. I keep calling it the ring light, y'all. I was the last one in the world to get a ring doorbell. But I finally got
not
it and installed it. Do you got a house or apartment?
I got an apartment.
Well, most people with houses, they all have them. So
yeah.
I got my Ring doorbell. I installed it myself. I need those bragging rights. Yes, I know. Because I'm so spoiled, and I don't do a lot of stuff by myself. I did that this week. I've already smudged and cleansed that room, and now it's going to be a guest room, and I've already brought the stuff to go inside of there. So most of it is done. I just got to put the two chairs together. Everything else is in there. Yeah, it's just been, I guess it's just getting to that point, you know, removing things that don't serve me. I work my best when I'm to myself. And sometimes we have to understand this. I'm going to touch on this, and then I'm going to pass the torch to y'all. But for me, right, when there are people around me that don't have my best interest, the universe will completely make me stagnant. Even if they are moving to the point to where they're very careful to where you don't realize what they're doing, the universe will stop me from everything else and make me pay attention to everything going on in my life, and I'll focus. So it's one of those things that when you are chosen, it's not really much that people can get over. Like you can get off at the beginning, but you'll be identified, right? And then, you know, you have to deal with the universe as is. And so I claim that's what happened with this situation. This is somebody that I was assisting for 8 months. I wasn't paying attention because I was doing what I wanted to do, and I was busy, right? And so sometimes the little serpents, they squeeze through the crack, and you don't understand what's going on because you're not paying attention, and then something happens, and it makes you pay attention to the whole situation. I do very well, like, living by myself, working by myself, and whoever I'm dealing with. So the circle is closed right now. I don't want no new friends. I don't want no new nothing. I don't want to go to your event. I don't want to do any of that right now. I just want to enjoy this moment that I'm in with my children and with the ones that are in my inner circle now and just live life. And that's what this is all about, New Orleans and whatever else I have coming for it. Smooth, how was your week?
Man, my week has been more of a reflection type situation. A lot of things been going on as far as business concern, money's concern, new investments for the last month and a half now. A business opportunity has been forced upon me on a daily, habitual basis. And then the nail on the coffin is actually Black talking about, you know what I'm saying, her water excursion and stuff like that. So I'm definitely getting in the business of water sports and adventure. So, I mean, other than that,
water
been all right.
Hold on, I missed it. What water excursions, which I mean, what you talking about?
Oh, man, I'm getting into the water sports adventure business. You know what I'm saying? Buying boats, jet skis, and shit like that. You know.
Oh, okay.
Provide.
There's a lane for that. Okay. I can see that as a business opportunity, definitely.
I'm motherfucking been hounding my ass for about a month and a half, and I'm like, all right, girl, you handle your business. But it's been addressed to me in so many different ways. From so many different people, and it just so happens that Black is the nail in the coffin. His normal without conversation and shit like that. But yeah, the bitch got me.
All right, so y'all was building, man. That's cool, man. Y'all really look like y'all connected down there. You know what I'm saying? On some just cool, you know, friendship building. You know what I'm saying? Everybody checks and balances. You know what I'm saying? Checking up on each other, man. That's good stuff, man. So. Salute to that, you know what I'm saying? I hear the happiness in Black's voice, you know what I'm saying? And I know, Steve, this is your territory, New Orleans. That's where you get down. But
I've been getting down
out these parts for a long time.
but I just have not been here.
Yeah, he lives here, but, you know, I was right there in Baton Rouge. I haven't been here in a couple of years because, you know, life. But Yeah, he's basically like, and oh my God, Smooth, we had so much fun on that riverboat. It was so put together.
Y'all was on a riverboat? Look at y'all. Okay, so that's
yeah,
y'all
like
water,
we, you know,
y'all gotta put
my whole
water,
thing
like,
is to experience life.
Experience life in a different way.
I have been to most, I have been to more than half, like 32 cities, sorry, 32 states in this country, okay, already.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider myself to be well-traveled on this country. Like, a lot of times you're going for one reason or another, and you don't get to experience a lot of things. And my mission is to experience these places in a different light. So we went on a nice riverboat. It was so fun. And so I paid extra for brunch, and then I paid extra for drinks. Baby, let me tell you something. Baby, we was lit as fuck. Okay? I was like, we had three mimosas, and they were strong as hell all three times. And when you go in, they give you this nice big salad that's already at your table and some nice spring water. You know it ain't tap water. It tastes so good. So... You have that,
minute.
And then they come out, and then they bring you croissant and then French toast sticks with syrup, right? This is brunch. Automatically. Then they tell you, okay, you can go back to the buffet and choose whatever it is that you want. Now, they have a whole buffet. Like, this thing had grits and gravy. It had a steak omelet.
That just sounds good.
My God, this is steak omelet that has sausage. It has the breakfast potatoes. Spinach. It was some more stuff. I can't name it. And then they had like three different desserts: banana pudding or bread pudding.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And bread pudding is definitely in the South. But they had bread pudding, banana pudding, and chocolate something. And so, like, basically, it's all you can eat. Right, and all you can eat, and then all you can drink water, sweet tea, and coffee. So it was an amazing time. The only thing I didn't like is how these people are just polluting. Like on the Mississippi, and it takes you up the Mississippi River, and up the Mississippi River, when it gets behind these big old businesses, the river starts to sink bad, and you know. That's from these people polluting, you know. And I was telling my little bro that, and he was like, well, you know, they got to get rid of the feces and the urine. He's like, you think they going to really take the feces and the urine from the bathroom and then go put it somewhere else? He said, no, they got certain spots in the river that they drop it at.
And I was like,
that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But it's feces and urine. But it's still toilet paper and stuff, so I don't know how they filter that off to do that. But it was
so,
some places
that.
In that river that was funky as shit.
Well,
I was like, God,
that's some New York shit. Because, you know, you could just be walking around a corner and all of a sudden you could just catch a stench. And like, what the fuck is this? So,
who the fuck did it and why?
New Yorkers,
but outside of, we were inside for the most part, but outside of, like, those smells, it was amazing. The river, of course, was black as hell. You couldn't see anything, so it wasn't for the view of, oh, my gosh, this looks so beautiful.
Okay.
It was more so for the – okay, I'm trying some. It was more so for the, you know, the experience.
Yeah, that sounds like that was a cool situation, man. So that sounds dope. You know what I'm saying? Well, like y'all having a good time, man. So that's cool. I'm jealous. I wish I was there with y'all, man. That's good, man. Y'all sound like y'all living it up, man. That's cool. So, what's up with this topic tonight, though? What are we talking about?
Y'all know I'm drinking.
Man,
don't get
what the fuck?
What happened?
This ain't a man's time, please. This is going to be a
in a way.
It is a man's
pause.
Topic.
Pause. It can be.
No,
but pause.
How many times have you accidentally had anal done on you?
It should have been worded a little different.
No, I worded it how the fuck I wanted to word it.
Well, exactly. Well, it's just for the female part, I guess, because, you know, I can't.
No,
that,
it's for men, too.
Well, I'm going to explain why it could have been worded a little differently, because I'm going to tell you my experience. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Should I set it off, or you want to go first, or what? How you want
go
to
ahead
do?
And set it off.
Set it off? All right, cool. So
what's the topic and set it off?
Yeah, all right. So, all right. So tonight's topic, this is brought to you, this is a black special right here. You know what I'm saying? So tonight's topic is, how many times have you accidentally had anal done on you? Pause. All right? Because I see what Smooth is talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, this takes me back to one of my first sexual experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember this was like maybe some like high school shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, some high school shit. Yeah, so check it. Like, this little chick I was trying to get with for a minute. And I remember she was like, you know, she was, let's just say she was a different religion. I'm not going to go into exactly what religion she was, but she was a different religion, and she was kind of like wrapped up. You know what I'm saying? So I'll never forget, I was in class, right? And we had this creative writing class, right? So I was probably like in the 11th or 12th grade. So we had this creative writing class, and the teacher was cool as fuck. Like, you could just, he was like, just write what you think, what comes to mind, right? So this one girl in the class, she started writing, and it was just sexual as fuck. And you would never think it, because she was like a very religious type of whatever. So I was like, so that already intrigued me. You know what I'm saying? So I was already like kind of turned on by that. I'm like, oh shit, right? So then I get to talking to her. I guess we exchange numbers, yada, yada, yada. So long story short, you know, about a week later, she came through. You know what I'm saying? So came through, and we got it in. You know what I'm saying? So what was cool about it was like unwrapping a Christmas present. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, she was, I ain't going to go into the type of religion, but she was wrapped up. So unwrapping it was nice. It was like unwrapping a Christmas gift, right? So, and once again, I always talk about this. When you're young, you don't really know what the fuck you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my thing, but I wasn't doing my thing. I mean, I kind of actually did my thing on this one. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you're still young. So I can remember us getting it in. I'm trying to make sure I hurry up before, like, my moms get home and all this shit. Some real young shit. So I remember knocking it down. Boom, boom, boom. Knocking it down. Boom, boom. I'm in my zone, right? So then I can remember her saying, like, oh, shit, that was in my ass. And I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't even know that shit just slid in so right. And that shit was hitting so right, I didn't even realize it. So I guess that's the part that I'm talking about, Black, that it accidentally happened, but that way. You know what I'm saying? Not, I don't know what type of way you, well, I guess I do know what type of way you're talking about, but not no gay shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that was an ill experience for me. You know what I'm saying? So that brought me to the conclusion of, you know, just to kind of talk about like anal sex or whatever. So to me now, I don't really, I mean, once again, hashtag happily married man. I don't really pursue anal sex like that. You know what I'm saying? With particular females, it's just because that taught me a lesson. Like, it's females got to be built for that. Cause I have tried on other females, and it shit just didn't work. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go, because it just wasn't smooth. Like, a female has got to be built for anal sex. Not every female is built for that. So you be trying, and it's like putting in a you know, a freaking square in a round, you know, peg or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. So yeah, so that's been my experience. And then plus, I told you, the way I usually get down with my jump offs or my my situations is always kind of like a one night stand type of situation. And usually with the one night stands, it's just generally
vaginal for me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what, unless she's a freak, but I haven't really come across no freaks who's just like, oh, ready to go, because it's some prepping into that too. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get into
right,
some anal sex,
yeah,
you
don't have to be married then. You got to get it and go. It's just a one night stand.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
So when you get into the anal sex, you doing some porn star shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like on some porn star shit. Y'all like, really? She got a prep. So, you know, that's my little, I'm going to leave it there, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, leave it there. Just drop the whole topic. Listen, first of all, I'm full of shit. I'm just going to admit it before Smooth jump in and say, Black, you full of shit. All right, so really, I'm so turning. We so lit, and I ain't have no topic. So I was like, let me fuck with the fellas tonight, right? So I already know Smooth is finna cuss me out. So I'm just going to go ahead and dead the conversation, because it was really me fucking with them. It's a free-for-all night. We in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have no topic.
Okay.
And I was half asleep, and I was thinking to myself, and I know it's went exactly how I thought it was going to go. But I was like, that motherfucker's going to read this topic and be like, wait a minute.
I can't really.
I mean, you know, you
could have
been laying
like
with your homeboy, and y'all was watching TV, and it accidentally slid in your hand. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You could have accidentally fell
you
on the
way, hold on,
you,
hold
it could have accidentally fell
wait,
in your mouth. You know, it's a lot of accidents that could happen.
You got the wrong. I think you got the wrong two fellas on the line for this conversation. As far as you can go that way. Like I said, if you was going to go about the angle I was telling you about it, then I don't know.
Y'all when my accident happened, right? And then we go, now I like anal, especially if it's done right by the right person, by the right people, and it takes a lot of patience to anal. And, God, man, what was this? Oh, my God. I was with somebody, and we were both drunk, and he, like, literally had, you know, had my knees on the bed, like, lower part of my body lifted up, and he was diving right in and out, in and out, in and out. He had a nice-sized penis, and we were so drunk that he missed the vagina, and it slid right into my anal canal,
like my
and that was the worst pain ever in life. There was no preparation. He was too big to be there. I was hurting. It was a lot of Epsom salt baths. A lot of pain pills. It was, like, fucked up for, like, over a week back there. And that was, my accident that happened in retrospect. And them accidents ain't good. So in certain positions by default that I won't even put myself in or let a person put me in, because, bitch, you don't need to be going that crazy in my pussy. You know, I'm old, you know. Fuck that, you know. If you going that ham, you ain't old enough. So, that was mine. Move, do you have a...
So, are y'all, like, literally right in the same spot? Y'all, like having drinks together? Or y'all right next to each other?
Okay,
cool.
I'm going to let him cut me out. To even include me in this conversation. No.
Damn, all right.
So that's never even happened to. So what I
you know,
told
the sad
you,
thing
I,
is, like, motherfucker was living talking mode talk, but I'm like, man, nigga, I hope this story don't go the wrong way.
I was scared
for you, bro. I was like, you think about telling us all Jesus knows.
He talking so fast. He don't even know what the fuck he said, bro.
Yeah,
but I'm telling him after you get out
there. Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. It's happening, but
man, so what's up, man? It's a free for all. It's a lot of shit going on in the world. I just felt like I would fuck up with my co-host and my bestie with this topic, y'all, but listen, it's a lot of shit going on. Why does everybody feel like when a person speaks their mind that you have to go and you got to go and screw all this negativity and low vibrational energy into their posts and comments? I need to talk to my auntie Monique. My auntie Monique be trying to tell these women, Monique the comedian, to do better with yourself. And these hoes be getting up under her comments talking shit. Instead of motherfucking enlightening these raggedy ass hoes.
A lot of people be like,
that's the thing. You should say it. People don't want to know. People don't want to hear it. But guess what? That's why they fucked up, because they don't want to hear it. But a lot of people fucked up because they don't know better. So they can't do better.
I'll be on some shit.
And then
like,
you don't
want to
hear
man.
About doing better.
But just I like the lead by example approach. I don't like nobody.
That's what the white
shit.
People tell their children, and now they became, and the white people children, they shooting up movie theaters and schools and things like that. So it's not a do you thing. We're not white. We're never going to adapt to a white man's society. We have to help each
we
other
don't
do better.
Do you.
All right, well. I don't know. I digress on certain things. But go ahead. Go ahead.
So that happened. Javonte Davis, he won another fight. The little yellow ball can go, so who knows you. So they gave the pig that killed George.
Floyd.
Well, yeah, I don't want to laugh at that, but 22.5
years, right?
Go ahead.
Which is okay. Definitely a low blow. Judge Mathis came on and left a message and said, you know, okay, they gave him 22.5 years, which the judge was able to over-sentence him, and he did not, okay? 22.5 years means that he can have a chance to get out of jail. 22.5 years for killing someone when they just gave someone 70 years for shooting at the police, not even hitting anyone. So for you people that are celebrating a 22.5-year sentence on a fucking saltine, fuck yourself. It's not a victory. You know what I'm saying? That's a slap in our face yet again. And they're going to continue to slap us in our face until they make the changes that's necessary. The reason why y'all president cannot get this bill passed for us because it's too many people fighting against it. The racism just hasn't started now. The racism has been deep and embedded in this country, and it comes from the people that run this country as well. Now, I said that to say a cop in Daytona Beach was shot in the head. Good work, young man. They have killed so many of our people with zero remorse. Shit. They have done away with so many of our people and let these fucking pigs walk. So to whoever this young man is that's out there doing the Lord's work, goes. Because all of these black people that got killed, I don't give a fuck. I ain't talking to you. All of these black people that got killed, they were innocent. You killed an 8-year-old boy and let that motherfucking pig walk. You killed, you told George Zimmerman to stand down. He still pursued him and killed Trayvon Martin. You are killing all of these. You killed the boy. You pulled over. He said, I'm licensed for my gun in Milwaukee. Y'all fucking killed him. So fuck you pigs. And I'm not sad at all. So you want us to be sad? You want us to be hurt? Because one of your motherfuckers, one of your animals die on duty? Well, guess what? We might as well call it, a spade and go to war. Because y'all going to keep doing us like that? So more and more people need to get smart enough to do y'all like that so y'all can stand the fuck down. That's my stand. I didn't ask nobody to agree with me. I don't give a fuck who agreed with me. That's my honest fucking opinion. I'm sick of you pigs. 22.5 years, suck a dick. That's nothing. You giving our brothers time, more time for that, for trying to feed their family, not paying taxes. Fuck you pigs. Fuck you with a big pig. That's all I had to say for tonight. Go right here.
They call that accidental anal probing.
I'm a probe now. Fuck you. Ain't no mishaps and shit now. I'm an anal pro now. Ain't no mishap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? So real quick, real just back to that. I know we've kind of jumping into like the world famous chop up kind of early, just chopping it up. But just, you know, back on this stuff, because I think it can be kind of interesting in a way. I mean, if you don't mind, because, you know, just to broach the topic and not to harp on or anything like that, and Smooth, if you don't want to answer this question, I understand. But if you don't mind me asking,
like you have a lot of females and stuff like that. You know, you talk about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is the anal something that you into? Do you go with that? Do you like one of your females you with it, one of them not? Like, how do you handle that situation as far as, you know, that style of sexual activity, I guess.
All right, so what exactly are you asking? Be specific. Right. Please.
Be specific? Okay. Do you have anal sex with your females? That's what I'm asking.
Are you asking me, do I put my dick in my bitch's ass?
Basically.
That's what he's asking, goddammit.
That's exactly what I asked.
Right. I need him to be specific, because what I ain't about to do is just open up a whole can of don't fuck with me.
No. Fuck that. This ain't the show to be careful of. Nope.
You're
not
exempt
tonight.
Ain't that motherfucker like I would hate for most to ask the wrong nigga the wrong question, you dig?
I know my sexuality, so I know what I am, so go ahead.
I mean, this is a flat left. Yeah, hell yeah, I put my dick in their booty, man. I put my dick in all their holes. Like your mouth, your booty holes, your pussy, your arm. All
right. So through my experiences, you know, like, this is just my experiences. So your experiences obviously is totally different. But you know, certain females, like I was saying, stating earlier, certain females just seem like they're built for it. Like I said, you know how. All right. So now, Black, you just said that was a. I guess you got totally, you know, caught by surprise, and you said to do blah, 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 and it kind of, it just didn't feel good. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't in rhythm or whatever. It seems like my situation that I had back in the day, we caught a rhythm with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, okay, so she,
even though she told me. White girls, Swedish girls, they do anal.
What?
Before
anal, they put. Hold on, say that
again. Those privileged girls, they would do anal and head before they have sex in their pussy.
Yeah, that's right. True. You do see that. Some people just, they'll do that before they'll do that because, you know, some people don't want to give up their virginity, and they'll just do that. I'm just saying, like, you know, you've had situations. It seems like you hear about stuff like that. I think her name was Aurora or something. But yeah, I remember her. But like I said, though, like I guess the question I was getting back to Smooth, and then you could take it, Black. But have you noticed, though, that like it seemed like some of your females is totally built for that, but some of the females is just too tight. It's just because that's what I've come across. When some females could just be so tight in that area where it's just like, nah, it just they ain't built for it. But certain females, that's just it's smooth. You know what I'm saying? And I said, you know, no pun intended.
Yeah, I'm not really comfortable with the word smooth being used for anal probing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, what was that? Hold on. You answer the question?
Nah, but I'm really not comfortable with the word smooth being used for anal probing.
Yeah, nah, I didn't mean to use the smooth part in that. That was my accent. But what I was saying is this, you know, so long story short, to make the question crystal clear, have you come across where it just seemed like some of the females you deal with is built for it and some of them just not? And if it's not, do you just be like, you know what, all right, I'd rather just do it the other ways and be satisfied with that? Because that's what I've come across.
No, I've never come across that. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about using a word that you like to use, the vibe. You see what I'm saying? You getting prepared for that. A motherfucker will introduce that shit to you. Like, go ahead, put the lips, you know what I'm saying? Come in their booty and all the other good shit. Grab it, your finger, two finger, next one grip you on the booty. All right, bitch, I got you. What's up?
Gotcha.
You set that ass up, bitch, you got me fucked up. Now, after the fact, they might be in the field. No booty here. Oh, bitch, you got it.
I got you. Because, you know, to me, I think when you dive into that with your sexual mate, you get into some porn star shit. You ain't just having no regular sex. That ain't no vanilla shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some porn star shit. You know what I'm saying? And now that we all of
that's some regular shit. I don't know about no porn star shit.
I think it's some porn star shit.
It's regular shit.
I think it's some porn star shit. I, you know, that's just me. Maybe I'm, you know,
But Black, so you said, so you do like this indulge in this? So Black, you do like to indulge when it's right. So do you, and you prep yourself and all that other stuff for when you're ready to do that?
It's a mental thing. Like, it just all depends on the mood and the vibration, and you're going to feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to feel it. Like, different people bring different vibrations to the bedroom. So you're going to feel it. Like, you're going to be like, shit, let me just try this. Like, when you got that one that you want to try new stuff with, you know, brighten up the bedroom, you're gonna do what you do. You're going to try.
Yeah, when you're ready to have some, like, porn star type sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you really, really get
into
some passion.
Yeah, I had one boyfriend that his thing was so wide, it would never fit. And I would try it so much, he'd be like, it just hurt. I can't do it. I'm like, damn,
exactly.
All right. You know what I'm saying? But,
exactly.
But, you know, you just keep trying.
But sometimes, I got you. So, yeah, so like you said, so some, you tried it with this one person, it didn't work, but you tried it with this person and it did work. So, yeah, I guess that's what I'm, I guess it's a vibe. And then, like, if that person is built to have that with you, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's,
well,
that's how it kind of goes.
Okay. I'm not one of them Beckys that talk about ain't no such thing as too big. Oh yeah, bitches, it is. I want to be able to control my gas, bitch. I'm not. I'm telling you, listen, I was younger, and I was a little more experimentative than I am now.
Yeah. Okay.
And I had this person that I was dealing with, and he had a big old thing. And I know damn well I shouldn't have been doing what I was doing, but I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, okay. So, yeah, I think that's
not like too long, like her turn of thought.
I wasn't supposed to be doing what I was doing, but I did it, right? And so
yeah.
This thing went fit in, and we used damn near a quarter of Vaseline,
oh, yeah. Ooh,
right?
Yeah, see?
So,
yeah.
It was so lubed up, right, to make it fit,
yeah.
Right? And then it got uncomfortable because Vaseline is not really a good lube.
Yeah.
So it got uncomfortable after some time. So I'm like, okay, stop. And then the next day, I was starting a new job.
Oh, shit.
And I was in the orientation with a bunch of people. And I kind of like, someone was just like, you know, sit to the back. And I was sitting to the back by myself, and this was one of my prominent jobs. And so I was sitting to the back, and thankfully I was by myself. And so, you know, we used like a quarter thing of Vaseline that night. And so The presenter had said something, and I went to laugh, and the damn poop just slid right out. I have absolutely no control over it, and it was loud as hell. And I was sitting there like, oh, shit, did anybody hit me? But I'm glad it didn't have no smell because the Vaseline had done took all that away and came through the whole oil and shit.
Okay.
You know, it didn't have
nobody
no smell.
Saw it. Okay, you didn't able to play it off.
But it was louder than a motherfucker. They probably heard it. And just didn't know. I went to bust out laughing, and that bitch went poof. I was like, oh shit. So I don't use Vaseline no goddamn more. And I know my motherfucking limits. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
shit.
Sometimes it's trial and fucking error. Okay.
Oh,
sometimes this shit is trial and error. So I've never in my life used Vaseline ever again.
That.
Other
so
than
that
one
time
point. Trying to make it be.
That gets back to my
man,
point.
You know,
that's my point.
Y'all
that's the
know
point
I be having all kinds of stuff. That's why I write so many damn books. I just released another book Friday, too.
That's
but that's
real
why
shit,
I write
though.
So
people
many books, because my life is really people entertainment. Like, I done did all kinds of shit in my life. And so when I got out of there, the shit was on my mind for so long, and we didn't stay in there that long. But I'm pretty sure that people heard it, right? They just played it off. And when I got out, I was so embarrassed, and I had called my best friend. I was like, girl, while I was in there, bus started laughing, the poop just slid out. I had absolutely no control of that motherfucker. Like, it wasn't like there where I could squeeze my teeth or nothing. My hole was just whistling like a motherfucker, right? And so I said, man, what I realize is that when they too big, don't try to force the fucking situation, because you'll be walking around with your motherfucking hole looking like a tree trunk. You know what I'm saying? That bitch just wide open whistling. You know, you walking and you be like, who the fuck whistling at me? And it's your own asshole. So, you know, you got to be mindful of certain things.
Yeah, so that's all I'm trying to say. You got to really be, you know, you got to be, that's the only reason why I say it's okay to start shit, because you got to prep for this shit. You got to really, like, kind of like, you know, and people
I
think,
prep
oh,
for it, but that's the thing. Shit, I just use the
you
wrong prep shit, because Vaseline just going to have that bitch slide.
Or like
I did not have no issues using the bathroom for, like, a whole week. Like, I was like,
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly. Like, you got
to anytime my stomach rumbled, I went to the bathroom. I didn't know if I had the shit or I had gas, but I just was on the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, you
exactly.
won't get that lucky.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So I think the female should, like, kind of know, if this is going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because...
Yeah,
one
man.
Size is not all, one size doesn't fit all. You know what I'm saying? If you know what
they
I mean.
They damn sure don't, especially as I said with me. And that thing too big, baby, I'm just going to be like, you know what? I'm going to try everything else. But what we're not going to do is try that. And then some of the little skinny ones, right, that feel like a little pencil or whatever, because the skinny ones, right, they kind of got sharp heads because they skinny. You know what I'm saying? And that's I call them lifesavers. You know what I'm saying? You know that little long pole they throw out in the pool for you to grab on and pull you back in. It's a little lifesaver dick. And so them motherfuckers hurt, and they not even big, but they hurt because they so skinny and the tip of the head is so sharp. And that's one person you don't want to do no anal sex with either, because just them trying to get that little motherfucker in there is kind of like you sticking a goddamn pencil or some shit in your own booty.
And that hurt.
She got to
be ready for that. She
might have
just ate some shit. I ain't trying no shit on my
yeah,
face.
That hurt. Like, ooh. Yeah, I ain't trying to write on my booty hole. I want to do anal. Like, I don't know what the fuck these people be talking about.
Getting back to my lifestyle, it's, you know, like, you know, not to hashtag happily married man, but what I'm just trying to say is so, with all this, that needs prep. So that's not like just no like, oh, it's just about that go down type of situation. Generally,
it's more mental prep than anything. Mentally, you got to be like, okay, you know what, I want some anal, and then you got to know that this person know how to do it, because everybody don't know how to do it, you know.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck if I like it or not. You're not going to just stick that shit right up in me. That's just what you're not going to do. You're going to have your fuck ass some patience.
As well as the male got to know what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
You got to have some patience. On a regular basis, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's a good point. And shout out to Slick Rick, right? Because it was a song that I always peeped, and I always like it's off of Slick Rick's 1999 album, The Art of Storytelling. It's called Adults Only, and it's definitely talking about this time of year. Slick Rick got a whole song when he talk about when I want the, you know what I'm saying, and how he go about scheming to get it from a female. It's just an interesting song, and it goes with.
Yeah,
kind of what
but have y'all
about,
ever
but.
Had any accidents on trying to get some like that back there?
What you mean? I told you my accident.
Any accidents, like you put it, like, no, you put it in there, but, and she was like, that was my ass, but she liked it. Like, if you're not a pro, you're not going to let nobody stick it in your ass and it be good. That's not going to happen unless your dick little. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But you're not going to let that happen. So she was a pro. So the thing is, have you had any other accidents? Like, you stuck it in there. And a lot of stuff came out with it or anything like that, any accident.
Oh, you talking about shit?
Yeah. Nah, I haven't do that. That's what I said. I haven't had that.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Hell yeah.
But I don't do it.
Oh, you had that move?
I've had a situation where, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker, you put the dick back there and you take the dick out and that bitch brown. I've had a situation where I put a dildo or a vibrator in the bitch ass, take that bitch out and that bitch brown. I'm like, you dirty bitch, you. So, but I mean,
yeah.
But you know what you signed up for, because you know what comes out of back there. So,
right.
Yeah, but that's why I said,
so like, nigga,
yeah.
Like now, nigga, got like a shower animals and shit. So, bitch, go put that in your ass and shit it out a few times.
But if you use an enema before you do anal sex, you're actually tightening it up. So that's not the best feeling in the world to tighten it up.
Let me say this. I don't care if it's tight or if it's not. Okay? Like, bitch, you're going to go back there and you're going to get that shit clean. Bitch, fuck wrong with you?
Yeah.
So I'm going to just make sure I don't use the bathroom that day.
Or,
and I don't eat before
even,
I do it. But
females,
I'm not finna.
Even just in conversations I've had with females, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know if they're going to do that, they don't even eat certain things the day before. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really, you got to really prep. You can't just be eating. You got to eat some, you got to drink some smoothies or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Smooth ass shit. You can't, because whatever you eat is going to come out. You know what I'm saying? So if you had a big ass meal right before this, that shit is right up there, especially, you know, counting it out. You know what I'm saying? You bound to hit some of that. So, yeah, so I just think, you know, that's why, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of it like that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just got to be a vibe, like you said, and the female got to be with it. That's got to be just one of her fetishes. You know what I'm saying? It's like a female to love, head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just get head just from any female to just don't even know what the fuck she's doing, no passion with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to suck my dick, I want you to want to suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? I want you to fucking really want that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because other than that, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Or if we having sex, you know what I'm saying? I want you to be into that shit. Normally when it comes to the sexual things, I always get the passion because, like I said, I'm always sizing up a female. And, like, if I'm attracted to that female, you know what I'm saying? My passion is going to carry over. But it's hard to get that passion when it's kind of like an anal situation because, like I said, it's a prep and then it's like a certain vibe you got to catch too. So, you know, so that's that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you had any closing statements on this, but it was a topic. I don't even think all this time that we've been doing this show, I don't really think we kind of dived into this topic. So from that perspective, I think it was kind of interesting. What's up?
No, we would never dive into this topic because nigga, this shit. First of all, my ex gonna got a dick in there.
Yeah, well, the way Black said it, yeah, I definitely don't agree with that. I don't know how we're gonna promote this because I can't write that. I might have to switch it up. Well, you know, and I put it on a Twitter feed or whatever. but yeah. So all right, so with that, you know, y'all in New Orleans, so y'all turn it up. So with that being the case, you know what I'm saying, let's get into the world famous chop up. So. You know, anybody out there that's new to the show, favorite part of the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit and, you know, elaborate on some of the things I thought was interesting. I know Black already kind of brought up a couple things, you know, maybe you got some more things you want to add to it. So first and foremost, too, like I said, I've been really busy. I've been grinding this whole month. I told you, I called it grinding part one, part two, part three, and part four. So I'll be getting into July and I can start to kind of relax a little bit. So with that being the case, you know what I'm saying, especially for my listeners out there, people on the Twitter feed or on the Real Adult Talk Twitter page, I am putting together a new top 10 list. It's been a while. It's about that time. You know what I'm saying? Usually when I do a top 10 list, it drives followers. You know what I'm saying? People gravitate that. You know what I'm saying? We get a lot of retweets and stuff like that. So it's been a minute. I wanted to kind of, you know, and for the people out there, my top 10 list is the top, you know, adult female starlets that's in the game that I just usually like to just give some shout outs to or whatever, you know, the females is really doing it. So I just want to, you know, put that out there. I'm working on a list because I take this very seriously, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that should be coming in July, you know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. And like I said, this guest that I want to get on the show, probably had that in July too, you know what I'm saying? So just a couple little updates. So without further ado, get into the world famous chop up. So a couple of things going on right now. Like I said, we got the BET Awards right now. It's happening. I'm watching the game, but I know it's on BET or whatever. I'll probably just maybe catch the highlights or whatever on Twitter, whatever the case may be. But a couple of things that just kind of caught my eye. Just, you know, browsing Twitter right before we went on with the show. One was Cardi B. You know, shout out to Cardi B. Well, congratulations to Cardi B and Offset. They're going to be expecting a second child. Cardi B has a song on a new Migos album. Well, Migos has a song with Cardi B on their new album. And at the BET Awards, I think they might have opened the show, man. So they performed it. She came out pregnant, belly in the hole. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, part two, she looked like she kind of already blown up. She looked like she already about at least
four or five months. So shout out to that, man. Cardi B, she was it came into the game. You know, she started out loving hip hop New York. She was a great personality on that show too, man. And you know, who thought that when she was talking about she gonna do a rap career, you know, I wasn't taking it seriously, but you know, she did it, blew up, had a hit album, had a hit song, made her money, got married, had a kid, about to have a second kid. So she just came into the game and she probably just gonna, you know, really you know, settle back into that family life. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if she's going to have this second album that people have been waiting on. So, but shout out to her, man. She seemed like she's happy. And she just, you know, she just was already in that transition stage. It seemed like when she came out, she was already ready to kind of, you know, settle down, have some kids, man. So shout out to that, man. So, you know, I think that was some cool news that came out of the BET Awards, and she did it at the perfect time. Also, too, I caught, like, Lil' Kim, I guess she was on a red carpet because I just caught some stuff on Twitter that was showing some of the highlights. So Lil' Kim, she was on a red carpet, and she was being interviewed. And, of course, Versus, now that just became a part of the culture. You know what I'm saying? The Versus has just been just a breath of fresh air to the music, to the rap music in general, to music in general. But, you know, any type of person is going to have some clout in the game, that's a legend in the game, you know, and if they haven't had a Versus, you know that's going to be a question that the interview is going to ask you. Like, if you did a Versus, who would you want to battle? So, person interviewed Lil' Kim, and Lil' Kim, straight up, with no hesitation, she said, Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? Nicki. So she still got that thing with Nicki, you know what I'm saying? You would think maybe it would be Foxy Brown or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Because we had the, you know, Eve versus Trina that I thought was pretty good, but like I said, Trina did her thing. I don't really think too many people can see Trina in a versus, to be honest, after seeing this. But, yeah, I think that would be kind of cool. I think that would definitely be cool. Now, let's see if Nicki accepts the challenge. You know, it is two different eras, but, you know, that could be interesting. I would definitely tune in. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely be tuning in. I think it could be a sisterhood moment. I think at the end, if they did do a versus, I think the animosity, I think they would probably finally, like, be like, all right, you know, we can be cool now. You know what I'm saying? The little competition will be over. So, you know, that's something to kind of keep track of. See, I'm going to keep my – what's up?
I said V-Fame never squash, man.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, most of the V-Fame time, never squash.
Sometimes it is. All right. Okay. Sometimes it can be, but most of the times it's not. But let me see here. So what else? So, yeah, and then the last verses from yesterday, I told you I was too OG for that, so I don't even know how it went down. I don't know if any of y'all caught any highlights. I think they had Soulja Boy and Chad Moss. I think that's his real name. I don't even like Sam Bow Wow. That just sounds so young or so
kid. That nigga been Bow Wow for over 25 years.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I can't rock with it. I can't listen to no person named Bow Wow or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I just can't. You know what I'm saying? So, I think his name is Chad.
I mean,
Moss,
he used to be a little Bow Wow, but I mean,
yeah, little Bow Wow, like, you know, it just sounds just young and teenage type shit. So, like I said, I'm too OG for that. I don't know. Did y'all see any of your highlights? Did y'all watch it?
I think the nigga was like 10 years old when it came out. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That's why I couldn't relate. That's my point. This is some kids. I was already a young adult at the time, so you know I wasn't vibing to Bow Wow. You know what I'm saying? I was for the people underneath me. You know what I'm saying? As far as age group. So yeah, I didn't see it, but you know, I don't know. They had their verses. What else we got? What else we got in the news? So like I said, I got a big time sports report. Oh, and then I'm gonna get into a movie album review. But the sports report, you know, of course, we got the NBA playoffs. It's been great, man. So, you know, of course, LeBron James lost in the first round. But, you know, it's been a great chess match. So right now we got four teams left in the tournament. So we got the Los Angeles Clippers versus the Phoenix Suns. And then we got a game that I'm actually watching in the background right now. We got the Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks. So, you know, it's been a chess match, and I like to see the thing that's been great. It's like three prominent black coaches just really doing their thing. And I hate to always shed light on a black coach. I wish they could just be known as coaches, but, you know, it is what it is. So shout out to
you know, the Western Conference matchup. So the coach of the Phoenix Suns, his name is Monty Williams, doing his thing, man. Shout out to the Phoenix Suns. They got a nice three-headed monster with Chris Paul. You know, he was under COVID protocol, so he missed, like, the first couple of games, but he's back now. Then they got Booker. I forgot his first name, man. I can't even think of it right now. But Booker, light-skinned dude, doing his thing, man. Nice jumper. He kind of broke his nose or whatever, but I'm going to get into that. And then you got DeAndre Ayton, man, a big man. He's my favorite big man in the league because this dude plays big. He's not trying to – a lot of these new-school big guys, they want to shoot the three-pointer and play like a forward. DeAndre Ayton, you know, he plays like a big man. He had a big game the other day. I think he had an alley-oop. Well, he did have an alley-oop to win the game the other night. But that's it's a great series. Phoenix, they really took control of the series last night because the Clippers did lose to the Phoenix Suns last night. So now that is 3-1. But I really got to give respect to Tyronn Lue, you know what I'm saying, former coach of the Cavs, former LeBron coach. Of course, he won a championship with LeBron and Kyrie for Cleveland. Shout out to my Cavs from that season. But, Ty Lue, man, he's a great coach, man. The guy's playing chess. You know, he probably will lose to Phoenix because, you know, they're down one of their stars, man. I can't even think of his name right now. I don't know why I'm losing, like, my train of thought. But, you know, because they don't have because they don't have, you know, one of their stars, Ty Lue's really just been holding down. But shout out to Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. That's what I was trying to think of. So Kawhi Leonard, of course, he's hurt. And, Paul George has really stepped up because Paul George has really been taking some heat because he's been underperforming these last couple years in the playoffs. But this year, you know, he's really kind of lived up to the name because he kind of named himself Playoff P, but people start calling him Pandemic P, especially when they folded last year to the Denver Nuggets when it was up 3-1. But definitely got his name back. But I'm eager to see if Phoenix can close it out. So that's what's going on that side of the bracket. Now in the Eastern Conference, you know, we got the Hawks, man, versus the Milwaukee Bucks. And shout out to Giannis. Giannis is having a great playoff. He's another person that was kind of getting criticized for underperforming. But, you know, Milwaukee Bucks, they're playing good. But then shout out to Atlanta, man. They've been a Cinderella story of the playoffs. My guy Trae Young, he's been phenomenal, man. So they really got something with him, man. Young dude, man, doing his thing. And then, of course, they got this other kid, too, that I like named. I think his name is John Collins or some shit like that. But him and Trae Young's got a nice vibe. So, you know, not shaping up. I don't want to just pick who's going to win because the Clippers, anytime you try to count them out, they've come back. They was down 0-2 to the Dallas Mavericks. They was down, and they came back and won that. They was down 0-2 to the Utah Jazz. They came back and won that. They were just down 0-2 to, to the Phoenix Suns. They won the game 3. They lost game 4, so let's see if they can come back from 3-1. That'd be tough. But if anybody can do it, this Clippers team can do it. And this Atlanta-Milwaukee series, that can go either way. I think Milwaukee will take it, but I would not be surprised if ATL did it, man. That would be big for the town, for A-Town, man, if Atlanta was to go to the finals. Because nobody could have saw that coming. Because in the first round, people thought, oh, no, they're not going to beat the Knicks. Knicks is back. I was talking about the Knicks, hyping the Knicks up. We, like, got Spike Lee back at the Garden. Atlanta beat the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Then the next round, oh, no, they're not going to beat Philly. You know what I'm saying? There's no way they can beat Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and Doc Rivers, they beat Philly. You know what I'm saying? So now, same thing. Milwaukee, y'all know, they can't beat Giannis. Giannis is a two-time MVP. But I'm watching the game. It's in the background right now. It's in Atlanta. We'll see what happens. So that's that. You know what I'm saying? So I'll keep you posted, especially as we get into the finals, man. It's just been good. It's been good basketball, like I said, because of all the big-time stars that you've come accustomed to seeing, especially LeBron and, you know, you know how the Warriors and Steph Curry and all that, you know, because, of course, they had a dynasty from a couple years ago. And then, Kevin Durant, he's out. And, you know, no Kyrie, no James Harden. So now it's a lot of young talent, man, rising to the surface. And it's just good basketball. It's good team basketball. It's not just one dominant superstar, you know, winning and everybody talking about that. I like to see chess moves. I like to see the coaching and the different lineups and stuff like that, man. So shout out to that, man. It's been a good year for basketball as far as this playoffs. So I think, oh, and I think this is going to set up next season, because now next season everybody's going to be like, oh, we got a shot. Oh, speaking of, too, you see a lot of teams bossing up right now. So, and more black coaches, you know what I'm saying? More new wave coaches, not these old retreads, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban. He just hired Jason Kidd as the head coach, you know what I'm saying? So Jason Kidd has some head coaching experience. He was the Nets coach, Brooklyn Nets, and then he was the Milwaukee's head coach. And now he's got another shot with the Dallas Mavericks. And, of course, Jason Kidd won a championship with Dirk Nowitzki. They beat LeBron when LeBron went to Miami that first year. So now he's going to be the head coach, man. So I think that's a good move. I can see that. You know what I'm saying? Pair him up with Luka, see what they can do. And then shout out to Chauncey Billups. You know what I'm saying? So Chauncey Billups, former NBA champion with the Detroit Pistons. That was like what the 03 or 04 Pistons, I believe. You know, that was the Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace Pistons, Rasheed Wallace. There was like the Bad Boy Part 2, you know what I'm saying, kind of Pistons. But anyway, Larry Brown was a coach. So Chauncey Billups is going to be the coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. So another black coach, you know what I'm saying? That's just good, man. Good energy, good. So we'll see what he does. You know, Dame Lillard, he definitely needs a change. So let's see if Chauncey Billups can add to it. And I always thought Chauncey Billups kind of came off more like I thought he would be like an executive or like a GM or something like that, because he got like a – he's not a hyper guy, you know what I'm saying? So like, to be a coach, you kind of got to be hyper, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, get your team hyped up, and you got to, you know, battle the refs on certain calls and stuff like that, you know? But we'll see. Chauncey Billups always seemed a little more laid back, you know what I'm saying? So – we'll see how that works, but I think that could work possibly with Dame Lillard, man. So I'm eager to see how that's going to happen. And then Rick Carlisle, he was the Dallas Mavericks coach. He stepped down or got fired. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But his time was up. You know, he'd been there long enough. Did win a championship. I just told you when Jason Kidd was a player and Dirk Nowitzki, when they beat LeBron and D-Wade, you know, in that first Heat season. You know, he won a championship with them. But I think, you know, his time was up. So now he's going to Indiana, and I just think that's a good fit. He was an Indiana coach in the early 2000s, so he's going back there. And then shout out to this new guy that's coming up. He's been an assistant for a long time. His name is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, it's like an African name, but it's Ime Udoka. And he was a long-time assistant coach under Greg Popovich. You know what I'm saying? It was always like a well-dressed black dude, you know what I'm saying? It was always next to Popovich. I don't know if you recall him being on the bench as an assistant coach during the, you know, Tim Duncan years. But he's also Nia Long's husband. So shout out to him, man. He's getting his first coaching gig with Boston, his first head coaching job, man. So a lot of black coaches, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of teams because, you know, LeBron, his time is going to be up in a couple years, man. So a lot of teams is like jockeying for position. Like they seeing what's going on. They seeing how Atlanta just came out of nowhere. And they're like, yo, they can do it. We can do it. So well, shout out to that. Another interesting story, man. I told you I had a lot of, especially like hoop NBA conversation tonight in the world famous chop up. But I wanted to shout out to Master P, New Orleans' own. Speaking of New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Icon, a legend of New Orleans, Master P. And speaking of, too, well, I think we had talked about this last year. I mean, not last year, last week. Just the name Master P, you know what I'm saying? That holds a lot of weight, you know, when we talk about the whole mentality and shit like that, victim mentality and all that. I ain't going to go back into that. But look, just look how Master P. Master P is going to not relate to the whole victim mentality, slave port. No, Master P is related to the other side. That's why his name is Master P. Anyway, and look what that name has brought him. I mean, of course, his mind has done a lot of it, but that name holds some weight. So shout out to Percy Miller. But anyway, I guess the point I'm trying to get into with this was Master P, he wants to be the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, you know, I don't think he has any coaching experience, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Why not? You know what I'm saying? Master P, like I guess he would learn, and then if Master P were to get the job, I don't know how this it's going to happen, if it can happen, or whatever the case may be. But I just like how Master P's putting his name out there. Like, you know, Master P did play professionally, you know what I'm saying, for then, I don't know if he had like a 10-day contract, you know, back in the day or whatever. But anyway, did kind of was able to say he did play professional ball, even though it didn't last. But Master P, man, and this guy, when he puts his mind to something, man, this guy does it all, man. So, and you know, of course, he would just, even if he was to just mess around and get this job, you know, of course he would have a bunch of assistants that would just kind of assist him. And I think coaching is something you can pick up, because a lot of coaching is just being passionate. You got to draw plays and stuff like that. And you got to, but a lot of times it's just managing personalities. So that's why Master P wants to do that. You know, of course, you guys in New Orleans, you got a young star in Zion Williams. So you want to keep him happy. You know what I'm saying? You want to see what he can do. So Master P is like, yo, if I get the job, Zion will be happy. Now, the only thing that gives me cause to pause on Master P is this. So shout out to Master P, but a long time ago, and I gave him mad respect for this, because that's the first time when we got into the whole agency, you know, sports agency. So back in the day, back in the late 90s, there was a guy named Ricky Williams, you know what I'm saying, Heisman Trophy running back from Texas, you know what I'm saying, got drafted by the New Orleans Saints. I don't know if he was the number one draft pick. If he wasn't number one, he was top five. Anyway, so Master P, this was like, this was big. This was No Limit era Master P. Master P became his sports agent, and, you know, Ricky Williams signed Master P to be his agent. But that ended up being one of the worst contracts in sports history, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, Master P was learning on the job, and, you know, you got to learn from somewhere. But that was the only thing, and I kind of, you know, then Ricky Williams' career, you know, he wanted to smoke weed and stuff like that. So that's the only thing that gives me cause of pause, because, you know, love how he went for it. You got Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams was a high draft pick and agreed to partner up with Master P. But, you know, learning on the curve was hard. So, you know, this is an NBA franchise. This is a $1 billion business right here. I mean, of course, Master P, I mean, he's a boss in his own right, you know, many times over. But I don't know, this might be a little out of his head. But, hey, you know, if I'm the owner of the New Orleans Pelicans, it's all about money. Hey, I still tell my GM, like, set up the interview. Set up the interview. Let me see what you're talking about. I ain't going to just dismiss it. I'm gonna have him come in, interview. I don't know if I'm going to hire him. I'm going to see what he's talking about. You know, why not? Kick the tires, see if there's something with that. So, you know, that's what's going on in NBA news. So, yeah, man, this got me excited. NBA is definitely, you know, it's going in the right direction, man. So shout out to the NBA. Now, let's see here. What else we got? So, quick album review. So, I want to shout out Tyler, the Creator, man. Shout out, man. Like, I like his new album. He dropped his new album. It's called Call Me If You Get Lost. And I've been a fan of Tyler for a minute, man. He's been on the come up for a long time, man. West Coast dude, man, just doing it his own way. But yeah, man, I like this album. He always got like a concept album, if you ever looked at it. It's always like a little story, and then he just has the songs kind of go around it. But what's cool about Tyler is, you know, he's hands-on. He's an artist, he's a rapper, but then he's also a producer as well. So he does his own thing, kind of like a Kanye type or Pharrell, you know what I'm saying? So this one's good, man, good album. Definitely, I give it like probably 4.5 mics. If we were doing the old Source, you know, I grew up on the Source magazine, you know what I'm saying, the 5 mics and all that. So if I was giving it just, you know, my mic review, I would definitely give it a 4.5 mics, which is great. That's 5 mics at the best. So this is right underneath that. That's like an A effort, you know, from Tyler. And this is a good album, too, coming off of his, because his last album, Igor, I went in a whole different direction. I was kind of like on some Andre 3000, Love Below type shit. But that won a Grammy, you know what I'm saying? Last year's Grammy for, like, Best Album of the Year or 2 years ago. So I wanted to see what he would come with this one. And I love the features. Because if you ever listen to Tyler, Creator, you know, he's a different type of dude, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of in his own zone, you know what I'm saying? Some people say he's on some white boy shit, whatever, I don't know. But it works for him. So with Tyler, the features is dope. So he's got, I'm going to just run down the features. So he's got this one kid that I like. out of Detroit. Shout out to the D. This new dude I'm feeling, his name is 42 Doug. I first got hit to 42 Doug. He was on like Little Baby's last album on a couple tracks. But he's definitely coming up. So I like how Tyler brought him in. He's got a song called Lemonhead with 42 Doug, man. Dude's got like just a lot of young energy. I've been rocking to like some of his other projects, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, let me see what this Detroit flavor sounded like, man. But I definitely like his wave. It's that young energy, man. It's probably like in his early 20s. So it's just that young, you know, just that young energy or whatever. So I'm feeling that street dude, you know what I'm saying? So I like how Tyler mixed it up with that. And then I'm not the biggest fan of this next person, but I like that Tyler brought him in because it was just a different vibe. Like, who would have thought they would have did a song together? But shout out to NBA Youngboy. So Tyler's got a song with NBA Youngboy. It's called What's Your Name? It's cool jazz. I tweeted it out there, you know, on my Twitter page. But that's a cool track, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a big fan of NBA Youngboy, his albums, but he's definitely, you know, as far as features, he's got some heat when it comes to, you know, featuring with different artists, man. And then, you know, he's got Lil Wayne, Uzi. So it's just a good effort, man. Definitely a good listen. So shout out to that Tyler, that new Tyler album, man. I'm definitely rocking with that. And then what else, man? A couple other stories, and then, you know, I'll go back to Black and see if she wants to, you know, trip on anything else you might have saw during the week. Another thing, too, I just want to say shout out to ASAP Rocky, man. Yo, man, he's knocking down Rihanna right now. So everybody is like waiting to see what is Rihanna going to do. You know what I'm saying? When is her next album? I mean, she's doing big things as far as entrepreneurship. She's got a lot of businesses going on right now. She's making a lot of money. I don't count other people's money, but she's making a lot of money. That's why she kind of fell back on the music. But people really want to see Rihanna come back to her music. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what brought her all her fame. But I just got to shout out ASAP Rocky, man, because I'm like, damn, man, a year ago, I don't know if it was a year ago, maybe been a little bit more than a year ago, but it seemed like it was about a year ago. A year ago, remember, he was like in Switzerland, in jail in Switzerland, you know what I'm saying? Remember, and Trump got him out or whatever. So he went from a year ago just being in jail in Switzerland, like fucked up, and now, you know, chilling with Rihanna, man. So it just goes to show you how life can switch up, man. So can't be, you know what I'm saying, rainy days every day, man. So it's gotta get some sunshine every so often, man, and vice versa. So shout out to that. I'm trying to think, was there anything else? And then one other quick NBA, just to circle back around, I just saw this here too. Scottie Pippen, you know, I fucks with Scottie Pippen somewhat, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, because I think now he just shoots from the hip, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of interesting, the things that he kind of says. But two things that Scottie Pippen said that I thought was interesting, especially as, you know, as we're still in the NBA Finals. One, Scottie Pippen was talking about Kevin Durant and was like, oh, the reason why Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets lost to the Milwaukee Bucks is because Kevin Durant was just playing hero ball. That's what I was saying like earlier, like it was more of a team thing. That's why they did lose. So then Kevin Durant shot back at Scottie and was like, yo, wasn't you the person? Because I remember it was on the documentary with Michael Jordan last year. Oh, did you refuse to go into the game or whatever? So, you know, they had their little things. But, you know, I like how Scottie's just keeping it a buck and just saying how it is. And the second thing that I thought was very interesting that Scottie Pippen said, talking about Ben Simmons and Giannis. So Ben Simmons, the reason why the Atlanta Hawks was able to beat Philadelphia 76ers because Ben Simmons couldn't hit his free throws. You know what I'm saying? Ben Simmons had the worst free throw percentage ever in playoff history, and that's crazy because, you know, Shaq, everybody thinks Shaq would have had, like, he was worse than Shaq, and you're like a guard. So anyway, long story short, he was saying the difference between him and Giannis was Ben Simmons, he was talking about Doc Rivers, the coach, so like, yo, Doc Rivers should have took Ben Simmons out because when Ben Simmons was missing his free throws, he came back down, and he's a guard, so he's handling the ball, but not scared to handle the ball. So Doc Rivers should have peeped that and took him out of the game. The reason why Giannis is flourishing, even though he misses his free throws every so often too, is just different mind state. Like, so basically, Ben Simmons was embarrassed, and that was messing with him mentally. Giannis, Scottie said, doesn't mind being embarrassed because Giannis might miss both his free throws as well,
but then he's going to come back and try to dunk on you. You know what I'm saying? And then if he gets fouled again, he'll go back and try to make or miss his free throw. So it's just a mind state. So I just thought that was interesting. So shout out to Scottie Pippen on that. I just think he's keeping it a buck in his retired years from basketball. And that's pretty much it, man. I don't think I got anything else. One other quick thing. Now, Smooth, real quick. If you're on the line, because I just seem like I've been kind of going. I'm not hearing nothing in the background. But I know you watch the news. But I saw this one thing that was kind of interesting, but I didn't pay no mind to it. But it came out supposedly in the Wall Street Journal, and then another Wall Street Journal had a story about it. I think it was another prominent news source that had a story about it. But the Pentagon, they're saying they have something, I guess, confirming it. It's been like UFOs and stuff like that. Have you heard anything about that? Hello.
So I'm just here. I'm here on some solo.
Hello? All right, so I guess I'm here. So I guess, I don't know. So I was going to go back in on that, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear nothing about that, so I thought Smooth might have caught some news now.
But anyway,
we got about 4 minutes left in the show, so I don't know if Smooth and Black is still on the line, but if not, especially since they're in New Orleans or whatnot, just, you know, having some drinks and, you know, having a good time or whatever.
I hear what you're saying. I ain't got nothing else to say. You took that motherfucker home. We sat down in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And
he
was like, are you there?
I'm like, yeah, I'm just talking.
Yeah, motherfucker. I'm here, motherfucker.
All right. So, yes, I don't know if y'all heard about this UFO shit with the Pentagon. Y'all heard anything about that?
Nah, the motherfuckers.
I mean, I just think that's just confirming what's already been there as far as that. If you pay attention to this show called Ancient Aliens that I like to watch on like the History Channel, some shit like that. But if you pay attention, and it's just, you know, you got to pay attention. The show just brings it to life. But if you just really just look at all these different, I always talk about the pyramids and just different things, you know, just goes to show you that it's something beyond just the earth, you know, as far as communication. And I just think that, you know, we are like part alien in a way, you know what I'm saying, if that makes any sense. So just unidentified flying objects and all that stuff, you know, I think if you're like a spiritual person, you pick up on that type of stuff anyway somewhat. So, you know, I don't know if Smooth, if you saw anything about that, but it was like a big thing. But I don't know if it was a big thing, but I've been seeing it in different news feeds and stuff like that. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. But I don't think they're telling nothing that's, you know, if you just put two and two together, that hasn't been, you know, known, I guess. But that's it, man. So look, you know, we might as well go ahead and, you know, cut a little short this week, man. Let y'all get back to doing what y'all are doing, man, and, you know, living it up in the Big Easy or whatever. So once again, Lovely Black and Mo Biggs. So big shout out to Black. I know this was like a, you know, spontaneous kind of topic, but I thought it was kind of interesting, you know what I'm saying, in a weird way, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, I don't think we ever broached this topic before, so I think that was kind of cool. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. He was really on the check-in because y'all right there next to each other, man. So shout out to y'all doing it down in New Orleans, doing it real big. And, you know, shout out for me on the chop up. And, of course, if you missed the show, definitely be on the lookout for the retweet. You know what I'm saying? So I believe Black already tweeted it. So, you know, I'm going to tweet it out there for the people. As always, you know, tell a friend to log on and listen. Follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, you know what I'm saying, TAWK. And I can't wait to do this top 10 list, man, get that popping again. So that's going to be cool, man. I'm looking forward to that, man. I got a lot of new energy that should bring. And that's pretty much it, man. Definitely, if you want to put a voice with the face or a face with the voice, you know, definitely follow me on IG. And that's Mo Benz.
MOBINNS. And shout out to you, Black. You know, I've been seeing you promoting your book, man. The Born to Be a Trap Queen. Born to Be a Trap Queen 2, right?
The Rewrite and 2, yes.
Yeah, I like the cover too, man. The cover's ill, man. It looks like it's a real interesting read. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I gotta get me a copy, man. I'm not real big into the digital books. I want an actual copy. You know what I'm saying?
It's available. It's available.
Yeah,
available.
Yeah. So we're gonna make that happen. I'm definitely get a copy from that from you. You know what I'm saying? Support. So that's it, man. You know what I'm saying? So same time next week. You know what I'm saying? So everybody out there, be safe. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all vacation in New Orleans, man. Keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing it big down there. And we'll see you next week. So everybody, peace.